The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Okay, Tim, I'm looking at you this morning, and I think your shirt is too red, the music that you play in your office is too loud, and your mother overcooks her broccoli.
You're being very critical.
Well,
I like this shirt. And don't talk about my mother.
Today's show is on dealing with criticism, and so I thought I'd just push the envelope right up front, because I'm curious to see how you deal with criticism.
I'm feeling pretty defensive right now.
Well, good. If you haven't heard, there's been some conversation out there in our community and through the internet about our upcoming series at Granger Community Church. And with that, of course, there's been a lot of positive feedback,
yep,
and we're getting some great buzz. But there's also been some criticism associated with that. And so we thought with this week's show, it would be appropriate to talk about how we deal with criticism. So that's where we're going to go today. I'm Tony, this is Tim, and this is the Simply Strategic Show. Now we're broken on the floor. Wants me to share. It hasn't been this way before. Okay, Tim, I mentioned up front there's been a little bit of dialogue about this upcoming series that we're doing. If your head is in the sand, folks, over at Granger, where we Tim and I hang out, we're going to be launching a new series.
Pure Sex.
Pure Sex, that's right. And so there's been some conversation about this, and actually we've started to receive some criticism as well, Tim, and I think you have some samples of that.
Yeah, we've been keeping some good notes and recordings of voicemails and notes on people that call. Every time we do any kind of series all year round, we get people in the community, because we typically will blanket a zip code with mm-hmm. our postcard, and we haven't had any way to kind of pull names out of that. So we'll get people call and say, hey, you know, I don't appreciate this, or
right.
I go to a different church and I don't need this and whatever. So we had a bunch of that, but it was a little excessive this time. So I went through and listened to all the voicemails last night and picked some that I thought would be kind of indicative of the response. And let's play a couple here first that are people that weren't real happy with the series and what we're doing.
Okay.
Your church is disgusting. Those signs are gross. That's unnecessary. And I love how you call your church a facility and not a church. And you don't even have church on Christmas Eve. I was wondering if you're going to have it on Easter. I don't know. Maybe it was too inconvenient for the pastors or something. I know that church is supposed to be really convenient for you. I think it's horrible what you're doing.
I just received something in the mail, and I don't approve. I think this is a poor position for your church to take. Please do not take me from your mailing list, and do not send me any more information with this ungodly advertising. Thank you. Bye.
Well, I guess in some respect, it's good news, because the promotions are working, because people are responding.
People are responding, yep.
But as these two calls exemplify, there's a bit of criticism that's being thrown at us right now. And so it kind of begs the question, then, how do we respond? And it's not new to this series. Because our ministry is unique, we have faced criticism through the years. I heard you talk about this, Tim, and I've seen what you've written in our books on this topic, and you kind of talk about coming at criticism a little bit differently than you did early on in your life. You want to?
Yeah, there was a time when early on in our church life, as the church was growing, and we started doing some things that were innovative and creative in order to reach our community, that I kind of let it get me down, and I would spend time thinking that I could, if I just talked long enough, I could convince someone, you know, that when they call in on the phone or when I talk to them, I could convince them. They could eventually see things the way I see things, the way that we believe. The tools that we're using to reach the community, that they would eventually say, okay, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it rarely ever happens that way. When you're talking to people, almost all of the criticism, when we're dealing with things like this, with how we reach the community It's a little edgy, and almost all of that criticism comes from well-meaning Christians that are plugged into other churches. They're not the people we're trying to reach,
right.
And nigh to impossible to get them to see things through our filter.
That's right. And so, and you've talked about kind of trying to figure out who is bringing the criticism to know how to respond. And you want to talk about, because there are maybe, I don't know, two or three different groups of people that will call in from time to time or email or whatever. And they're trying to give us some helpful advice on how we can proceed. So how would you kind of group those people?
There would be the people that I just mentioned that are plugged into other churches and they're faithfully attending there, and they're trying to fix what we're doing because it doesn't look like what their church is doing. So, you know, with those people, I don't try to argue anymore. Just, you know, thank you very much, appreciate your opinion, and kind of file away.
And, you know, there are times, I mean, we're still open to hearing those comments. From time to time, we pick up some things that, man, we really do need to rethink that and take a different approach. But for the most part, you know, those people are really trying to fix us a lot of times. And so we just have to consider who that feedback's coming from.
Yeah, you can learn from a stranger. Someone can walk up to you in the street that you've never seen before. Yeah. And say, your pants are unzipped. And it's true.
And you want to fix that.
And you want to know, and you want to fix it. And it was a blind spot. That's a good thing. So, I'm not saying we don't listen, but I'm just saying we don't try to argue with them. We don't try to fight with them. We don't try to debate them at all. Another group would be people that are from our church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, Tony. Tell me if I'm wrong. I started breezing through the comments from our notes of the calls that have come in, and I don't know of one yet from our church that has
been negative
about this campaign.
Yeah, which it's a testament, I think, to the vision that Mark, our senior pastor, has helped communicate to the church. They understand what we're all about, that we're trying to reach today's culture and lift up the name of Jesus and point people to Jesus. And so they, I think, are the people that attend our church really understand what this is all about.
It is interesting because, you know, we maybe had I'm just going to guess here, maybe a couple hundred pieces of feedback, whether by email or phone or through the mail. And all the ones that have come from our church are like, I'm proud of my church and I'm so glad we're doing this. And this is going to help me reach my friends. And so that's exciting. But there are times when we have accusations, when we have criticism from people in the church. And that's very important to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a couple different categories in there. Maybe we'll break that down in another episode as far as people who have just come to Christ and they're trying to figure it out. And you have people that are lifelong Christians that, you know, they were Christians 30 years before they came to the church. And now they've been in the church a year or two. And that's kind of a different category. And you've got leaders and staff, and those are different categories. We'll break that down later. But a third group, and we're talking about this, is the people we're trying to reach.
Right.
You know, we're kind of really strategically trying to reach the 35 to 55-year-old, you know, professional business guy, and he's got teenagers, and maybe he's got some college kids, maybe he's got some younger kids. He's in that kind of life phase, and he's concerned about life, and he's got issues that he's dealing with, and he may have a kid on drugs, or he may have marriage that's fallen apart, or he may have some addictions that he's working through. And so we're trying to meet that guy, reach his family where he's at. And so when we get input from that target, people, they're not going to church anywhere, they don't have room in their life for God, those are the people we really tune into.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, Tim, and I don't know if this is good thinking or not, but when I hear criticism, I one of my first reactions is to think, what's their motivation? Why are they sharing this? And are they trying to attack, or are they actually trying to help me take my next step?
Yep.
And so it kind of helps me kind of filter, you know, how seriously do I need to take this criticism?
Yep, exactly. And I think, you know, when we get the input from those people, it's just crucial, because those are the people that we're really trying to make a church that works for. We're trying to meet them where they're at, create an environment, a service that will meet their needs, the questions they're asking, so that we can introduce them to Jesus. And so that's crucial. Andy Stanley, the book we talked about a couple weeks ago, Seven Practices of Effective Ministry, he talks about, you got to listen to your outsiders, the people you're trying to reach. And he says, and then listen to insiders who listen to outsiders,
right.
People who are really tuned in to the community and their friends and reaching other people.
That Andy Stanley, he's a pretty smart guy.
You know what?
We should have him on the show sometime.
We probably should, because he's probably not very busy. And, I mean, also, he doesn't even preach on Saturday. He just preaches on Sunday morning. So what's he going to be
sissy?
Doing? I know it. And he's in the South where, you know, it never snows or rains. So
do you have more samples of calls? Or were there any positive calls?
There was.
Okay.
And we get encouraging ones, and I picked one of those that I thought you would love listening to. A lot of the calls and a lot of the news coverage were concerned mothers saying, you know, cover my kids' eyes because they've never seen this anywhere. And I'm thinking,
their feet.
Do you go to the mall?
Oh.
You know, Victoria's Secrets. I mean, it's out there. So I think their kids have probably seen it more than they think. And,
yeah.
And this phone call kind of summed that up.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on the billboard. I think it's wonderful. I really feel maybe you should have more billboards out there. And come on, let's take these people on. These mothers that think that sex is not out there are living in a box. It's all over. I wonder what she would think if her teenage daughter became pregnant. It probably would be, oh, wow, I wonder how that happened. So come on, you're a huge church. You're very well known in the community. Let's take it on. Take it on. We need some education for these kids. Thanks.
You know, Tim, as we kind of wrap up this conversation and move on to another segment, I think it's important to remember that criticism and receiving criticism, that's actually a good sign.
Yeah, it says that something's going on. You're doing something that is going to catch the attention of the culture that we're trying to reach.
Yeah, that's right. So I just want to challenge church leaders, if you're listening in, if you're trying to create a ministry that is kind of always flying below the radar and never getting the negative feedback that we're talking about today, I want to really challenge you to consider, you know, where should you be going in your ministry to create a conversation and create a dialogue so that people are talking about your church and curious about what's happening, so that hopefully then you'll have an opportunity to tell them about Jesus. So that's criticism. And Tim, I'm starting to like the old Navy shirt. So I think this conversation has been helpful for me too.
Do you like my mother?
She makes good broccoli.
Okay, we're good then.
All right, Tim, we love this segment. It's been a few weeks since we've done it. It's pretty complicated. We call it, What Are You Doing?
What are you doing? It's very complicated, but we call someone randomly. Well, no, it's not at all, because we know exactly who we're going to call. But
we do.
They don't know.
Exactly.
And we just say, what are you doing?
That's right. So now you have your Rolodex out, I see.
Yes, I do.
Do people still have a Rolodex? Oh, he's got the number down. Who are you calling, Tim?
I'm calling Houston Clark, president of Clark Pro Media, audio-visual company, help churches all across the country with audio and video. And whoa, that was loud. Did you hear that?
And then that was a unique ring. Houston, are you there, Houston?
You're going to make some joke about NASA, aren't you? I can feel it coming. I'm sure he's never heard it. Why don't you wait till he's on?
This is not sounding promising.
Hello, Clark, and you've reached my mobile phone. Sorry, I'm not able to answer the call right now, but if you'll leave a message, I'll get back with you as quickly as I can.
You're going to leave a message?
I'm going to leave a message.
All right.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Houston, Tim Stevens here from GCC, and we were going to give you a call. Actually, we are giving you a call on our podcast recording. We have a segment called What Are You Doing? So the fact that you didn't answer means we can't ask you the question, but we'll try again sometime and touch base with you later. See ya. Well, there you go.
Houston was busy. He was actually doing something.
What our audience doesn't know is this is our third attempt in the last few minutes to get someone on the phone. So
I think we should just go with that one then.
I'm thinking we're done.
I think so.
No one wants to talk
to
us.
So if you would like to be on the Simply Strategic Show podcast and have us call you and ask what you're doing, you have to make sure you're available.
Yeah, you do. And we have to have your phone number and think that you're interesting. How's that?
That's good. All right, that was What Are You Doing, I guess.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing more than
I. Maybe it would be appropriate on the show on dealing with criticism to criticize all the people we couldn't contact in the What Are You Doing segment of the episode.
Okay, you go ahead. You start. I want to listen.
Okay, maybe not. Well, I hope the show was helpful for you. I learned to enjoy Tim's Old Navy red shirt, so it was good for me, I guess. So there you go. This has been the Simply Strategic Show. We'll be back with you next week.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006. Disengage to say that we agree and never change. Soften a bit until we are.